we began this week with the weather getting as good as it is now. They're able to get some ball games in. I mentioned before that we'll be at the broadcasting this afternoon at 4:30, the Stillman Valley at Boylan baseball game. But this week we kind of began or touched off on our season previews for high school baseball. We've talked with the coaches from Boylan, from Harlem, and from Hononega. And now today we have John Paddock. He's the head coach in his third season now with the Belvedere North Blue Thunder to talk about the upcoming season for the Blue Thunder. John, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Well, first of all, how much outside practice time have you had this week or in the last two weeks?
You know, we've been able to get on our infield a little bit this week. There are dirt piles out there, so we have to work around some obstacles. We have yet to hit on our field, though.
Oh.
So we're slowly getting there.
And when's your next scheduled game?
We're supposed to play Crystal Lake tonight.
Oh, okay.
Crystal Lake Central.
And that one, is that at Crystal Lake, you said?
It's a home game.
Oh.
So, but the way we left our field yesterday, it might have to be an away game.
So last-minute switch, possibly.
Could be, yes.
So, folks, if you're a Belvedere North fan, you want to catch the game, you know, check their Twitter account, check the school's account to make sure you know, so you don't end up going out to the. I guess it wouldn't be so bad, Coach, if they went out to your field, nobody's there. Better than driving to Crystal Lake and nobody was there.
That's for sure.
Well, talk a little bit about this year's team. What are some of the highlights? Some of the kids, the top kids you've got coming back. Who are the main players for you this year?
All right, we have 7 returning starters this year. So we have our core coming back. We have Sean Hisano, who was primarily a DH for us last year, but he put up all conference numbers for first base, but mm-hmm. since he was a DH, he didn't get elected. We also have Holden Paddock coming back, who was our team MVP last year and had the highest numbers for any Mick 10 third baseman last year. And these are two kids that had to face Max Klein twice, Brandon Rahm, mm-hmm. Gustafson. So they had to face the top of the top in the Mick 10. We also have our catchers coming back, so we're not starting anything new there, which is always a good thing. Jacob Leischer, he's a high-level catcher with a strong arm. And then Brock Ashens and Jackson Crane should be our 1-2 punch on the mound this year.
You know, I talked with a couple of coaches. You've got, as you said, so much talent coming back, and you're very heavy in seniors and juniors. I forget which coach I talked to, but we were talking about how there's so many great freshmen last year in the league, a couple all-conference freshmen that are coming back. But one of the coaches said, that's great to have those kids, but you really cannot really consider yourself a real contender unless you have solid veteran leadership of juniors and seniors, which you have. So, I mean, I think that when we surveyed all the coaches, you guys were 9-9 last year, but a lot of coaches had you in the top 3, top 4.
You know, I'd like to think at the end of the season we're going to be competing for that top 3, top 4 spot. I think our North's highest finish in the Mick 10 in the 11 years we've been here is third place. So we're hoping to improve on that.
Yeah, Coach, I was wondering if you could talk about how deep your pitching staff is. I talked to you last night, and you were talking about how many different pitchers you have and how they all have fairly decent velocity.
Yeah, we have a 14-man roster, and 12 of them are pitchers. I would say 6 or 7 of them would have been maybe our ace last year. So out of those 12, 10 of them are throwing 80-plus. And I think Brock Ashens, he could be a top 3 pitcher in the Mick 10 after Statler and Steiner. So we're hoping he does good stuff. And we have a big 6'4 lefty in Jackson Crane who can sling the ball. So as long as he's throwing strikes, he's going to be pretty tough to hit.
Another thing we were talking about was last year's change, if I'm not mistaken, was the way the scheduling was set up now, where now instead of playing everybody once and then you go through the league a second time, you guys are, in essence, kind of playing series. You're playing a back-to-back, home-and-home, you know, usually like roughly a 3-day period. Like you play somebody on a Monday, and then you'll play them again on Wednesday. That really emphasizes to me you can't save your star pitchers all the time. That really emphasizes pitching depth. And are you confident you have the pitching depth then to overcome this, or is this scheduling system maybe detrimental to your system, your team?
You know, I think it's great for us. I'm glad they made the switch. I would have almost liked to see 3 games.
Wow.
Like some conferences do. You know, we joke as a coaching staff that the more games in the Mick 10 that we can play in a week, the better off our team's going to be
mm-hmm.
because we have so much pitching depth. We'd be happy to play 4 or 5 games in a week.
Talk a little about, in your survey you sent me, you made the comment, the big question will be our offense, but if we learn to play team baseball, we should be competitive. What exactly is team baseball? What will that look like if you do play team baseball?
You know, when we emphasize team baseball in practice, we're really focusing on two-strike hitting, you know, putting the ball in play, shortening up, taking the opposite field, just moving runners when they need to be, just unselfish at-bats. And we're trying to get the kids to buy into that. We preach it every day, and I think if they can believe in it and do it, we'll be able to score one, two runs, a couple innings here and there. And we know our big innings will come, but we need to score those runners with two outs and men on, which we did not do last year.
And you're talking more a lot about situational hitting. And with that, then, because you said on here the big question mark is your offense, are you going to have to rely on that because you can't count on big hit after big hit? So is that an offshoot of what your team is like that you're going to have to play this way? Or is this the way you want to play all the time?
You know, this year we're going to have to play this way. We have hitters 1 through 9, but we don't have any true power hitters. So we have gap hitters, and we really need to – and we have speed this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to get runners on, move them over, and get them in.
We play aggressive baseball.
Yes.
Give me a little rundown on the Nick 10 then. How do you see some of the other teams? And I know you said you'd like to finish in the top 3 or 4. What are some of the top teams here? And then what would it take for you guys to get to where you want to be?
You know, right off the bat, I think it would be hard to – Hanunega's sort of like the Duke of the NCAA right now. They with Statler on that mound, if he's healthy, and then you got Peyton Mather for them going. Those two are – you know, Statler's probably the number one, and I would put Peyton in maybe top 4 in the Nick 10. So that's a strong 1-2 punch. Outside of them, you have Harlem. Eric Steiner is so fun to watch, and he's a crafty kid who just hits his spots, and I think he'll be tough to beat in the Nick 10. So those two teams, plus Harlem is senior heavy,
right?
And some of those kids have been playing together in the summer for quite a long time, so.
And what is it going to take for you guys then to crack that top 2 of stuff at all, or if nothing else, at least to finish number 3?
I think if our pitchers can get ahead in the count, we're going to be in good shape. We'll be able to compete with those two teams.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, if we can get ahead in the count, and like I mentioned earlier, the situational hitting, just get those big 2-out hits, win some games here and there.
And the nice thing about, you mentioned about how the weather has been detrimental to everybody, so you're kind of all on the same playing field. It's still frustrating being in this part of the country where baseball always seems to suffer because of the weather, because of the cold, the rain, whether it be snow, whatever it may be. So I was always curious, talking with coaches, about showcasing your best players when there's so much of an inconsistency in the weather of when you're going to play, if you're going to play. Is that crucial anymore in high school baseball? Are most kids getting showcased anyway at camps and AEU and summer and all that kind of stuff?
You know, for a kid to go to a bigger school, it does help them to showcase their stuff in the summer through PBR and perfect game. A lot of scouts are going to be at those games. Unless you're such a phenom like Statler, he's going to bring some guys out for Hanunega.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help in the summer. I think that's where most kids get their looks right now.
All right. Well, it's John Paddock in his third season with the Belvedere North Blue Thunder, getting ready to kick off their season game tonight with it. So Crystal Lake South, you said?
Crystal Lake Central.
Central, okay. And again, check their website to make sure if the game's going to be at North or it's going to be at Crystal Lake. So, but, John, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck this season.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks.